A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. This Thursday, December 18th, 2018. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the continued economic hardships in the country, with doctors in governments, hospitals and rural teachers on strike demanding to be paid in US dollars. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can text us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But remember, on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing on Thursday.
And don't forget that you are now live streaming on our Facebook pages and you can join in the conversation right now by liking us. Please go to VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele and like so if you haven't done so already. And we know that striking doctors at Zimbabwe's public hospitals have vowed to continue with their industrial action until the government addresses their grievances. The junior doctors went on strike on the 1st of December to press for better working conditions and improved supply of medical drugs and equipment. This is their second strike this year after another one in March with similar demands.
And rural teachers, Sithandekile, under the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union, are marching from Mutare to Harare, urging the government to pay their salaries in U.S. dollars, arguing that one bond note is not equal to U.S. dollars. As Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube has also announced that duty on vehicles and other items will now be paid in foreign currency.
And another teachers organization, Zimbabwe Teachers Association, says it has similar grievances and is negotiating with the government, while Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe has vowed to go on strike when schools open in January next year if their demands are not met.
This is all happening as the country grapples with fuel shortages, lack of foreign currency, shortage of bond notes, and rising food prices. While some companies have either closed or scaled down because of lack of foreign currency and rising production costs.
Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhla sicobongula udaba lokoma komnotho welizwe inhlupho ezibhekane labantu sinanzelela ukuthi lokho kwenzakala ngesikhathi kuswelakala amafutha ezimota okuhambisa kuswelakala imali yakwamanye amazwe lapho sikhuluma ngama US dollars sikhuluma ngama rands sikhuluma ngemali le abanye abantu ababefuna ukuyisebenzisa kwamanye amazwe lefunwa ngama company lawo akhanda impahla abe manufacturing labo abanye sebe valile abanye njalo sebe abasasebenzi ngamandla abo wonke sebe scale down besenzela ngoba bengazuzi yonke imfanelo abayidingayo ukuthi benelise ukuhixiza impahla lezi njalo siyananzelela ukuthi izisebenzi zikahulumende ezigoqela ababalisi labo dokotela abanye babo baphakathi kokukhalala umsebenzi sikhuluma kanje odokotela bakahulumende baphakathi kokukhalala umsebenzi njalo sibonile lamhla betshengisela isibhedlela sempilo isikhathi sonke lesi bebekhalala nje bebezihlalele kodwa lamhla bebetshengisela njalo sike sakhuluma lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abodokotela laba udokotela Mthabisi Anele Bebe wasitshela ukuthi odokotela bayaxoxa kuzo zonke izibhedlela ukuthi zikahulumende ukuthi betshengisele. Ngakho mhlawumbe akusoze kuphelele empilo kuphela, sizabona sebetshengisela lakwezinye izibhedlela. Laba balisi-ke abafundisa emaphandleni bayahamba baphakathi kohambo olukhulu kathesi bevele eMtare besiya eHarare bekhonona labo besithi bafuna ukubhadala ngemali yakwamanye amazwe, bafuna ukuthi kulungiswe indlela abasebenza ngayo. Abanye lokho bekhala ngokuthi lamabhonasi abo abazuzanga kuhle. Ngakho ke sithemba ukuthi sizakhuluma labo dokotela lenkokheli zalezi inhlanganiso eziphakathi kokukhalala umsebenzi. Njalo lani lisitshayele ucingo, lisitshele lapho elihlala khona ukuthi kuyini elibhekana lakho ngomnotho welizwe lo. Lani njalo siyalikhuthaza abesifazana yalandanga ukusitshayela ucingo ukuthi litshaye ucingo lani sikhulume lani emoyeni. PJ.
Tinogamuchira imishonga chedu chanasi chirongwa apo tinotarisa zvakanangana nevanhukadzi. Patinoti ngatikurukurei madzimai. Zita rangu ndini Praxedes Jeremiah. Uyewo nhasi uno wemuchirongwa chedu tiri kutaura nemaomero akaita zvinhu muZimbabwe. Takatarisa upfumi hwenyika. Vanhu vazhinji vakatarisana nedambudziko rekukwira kwemitengo yezvinhu, kushaikwa kwemari yaimo muZimbabwe, kushaikwa yemabond notes, kushaikwa kwemari yema US dollars kana kuti yekune dzimwe nyika, kushaikwawo kwemafuta edzimota apeturu, kushaikwa kwezvinhu zvakawanda. Kuti vanhu vari kumbozvifambisa sei, vari kubata sei kuti vararame zuva nezuva ivo vakatarisana nezvipingidzo zvakawanda kudai. Uyewo tiri kuita chirongwa ichi takatarisanawo zvekare nekuti madhokotera vari kuramwa basa kubva musi wa 1 December. Saka vari kuenderera mberi nekuramwa mabasa, zvinova zviri kukonzera matambudziko muzvipatara zvakawanda zvehurumende. Uyewo varairidzi kana kuti nditi vashandi vose vehurumende vari kuchema chemawo nerekuti varuda kubhadharwa mihoro yavo nema US dollars, nemari yekune dzimwe nyika, nekuti vakabhadharwa nemabond notes hapana chavanowana. Saizvozvi vesangano rematicha anodzidzisa kumaruwa reAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union vari kutofora kubva kwaMutare kuenda kuHarare netsoka kuitira kuti vange vachikurudzira hurumende kuti ivabhadhare mihoro yavo nema US dollars. Kotiwo madhokotera ari kuramwawo basa kubva musi wa 1 December, uye kuramwa mabasa kwavo kwavari kuita uku handike kutanga kubva muna 1 December gore rino iri. Vakamboramwa zvakare mabasa muna March vachichema chema nezvichemo zvimwe chete izvo zvekuti vasimudzirwe pamabasa, vawanewe zvekushandisa zvakanaka kumahospitari ikoko kana kuti kuzvipatara nezvimwewo zvakadaro. Zvekutoti nhasi uno vange vachiratidzira madhokotera paMpilo Hospital kuBulawayo. Uyewo madhokotera ese muzvipatara zvakatsaukana zvehurumende munyika yose, mumataundi ose, vari kutiwo vachabatsirana neavo vanga vachiratidzira nhasi unouyu kuitira kuti vange vachiratidzirawo pamwe mangwana kana kunosvika nemusi wechishanu kusvikira zvichemo zvavo zvagadziriswa. Pagotozotiwo zvekare nhengo dzesangano revarairidzi reZimbabwe Teachers Association vari kutiwo vane zvichemo zvakangofananawo neavo vesangano reAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union. Saka naizvozvo pamwe chete neveProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vari kutotsinhirawo kuti vachaendawo pastrike kana kuti kuramwa mabasa kubva munandira wegore rinouya apo pachavhurwa zvikoro, nekuti saizvozvi zvikoro zvakavharwa. Saka kana dai vakaita strike hapana zvazvinombobatsira, asi kuti kana zvikoro zvichinge zvavhurwa ndipo strike yavo pamwe ingashande kuti zvichemo zvavo zvinge zvichinzwikwawo. Vanhu vazhinji vakatarisanawo nematambudziko akasiyana siyana. Zvino Christmas yaswedera kudai ichatambwa sei ndo richava dambudziko. Saka ngatikurukirei muchirongwa chedu chanhasi, motiridzira nhare kana kuti textira panamba dzedu dzinotidzo 0012026192077 namba zvikari 0012026192077 uyewo tiri kutepfenyura pa radio pamwe chete nepa dande mutande pa repa Facebook apo tinenge tichikurukura sanganai nesu muve ipapo mushe makawanda mutarise chirongwa makawanda mutitsigire uye mupinde muchirongwa tinge tichikurukura tichitarisa mamiriro akaita hupfumi munyika uyewo ndakaita rombo rakanaka rekuti ndakadzoka iro svondo rine iri Standekile. I came back from Zimbabwe. I did experience all these shortages that we are talking about in this program practically.
Yes, and the fuel situation, how was it? And you know, money from the banks?
When I arrived, you cannot get anything from the bank at all. The few queues that I saw, people were getting like $20 a day, each person.
What? Okay.
Yes. They are all using the RTGS exchange or EcoCash, the electronic money exchange. The bond notes were very scarce. And whenever you joined a queue for buying something, the moment you produce a dollar, a US dollar, people will be clamoring at you.
Oh, yes.
That is, they can pay for you in EcoCash and they can get that US dollar.
Yes, but the EcoCash will be kind of higher than the US, right?
Yeah, kind of, but at the same time, they always clamor for
want
that
the US dollar because it's in short supply.
Yes. Even the bond note itself,
yes, so
it's also very scarce. Whenever you produce one, people will be clamoring at you just to get...
So in other words, there aren't even any queues at the bank now because there's nothing to queue for? How are people getting their money?
They are always using the EcoCash.
Everything
yes. Yes. That's all they are using. Even in the petrol, in the fuel queues, they are using the electronic payments.
Wow.
All the same.
Yes, that's what the situation is like today. If you are joining us, that's what we are looking at, the economic hardships and the civil servants who are on strike. And I understand, PJ, we have our first guest, Mr. Obed Masarure of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. We welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we understand you are marching from Mutare to Harare. Are you part of the group and where are you now?
Yes, indeed, I'm part of the group and at the moment we are at Leedland preparing to leave for my station tomorrow.
Yes, if you can briefly brief us on what happened today and what the and how people are. We understand there are some people joining in the strike and some who are giving solidarity messages. Could you paint a picture for us as to what exactly is going on as we embark on this journey?
Oh, okay. So we did begin the march on the 9th, which was on Sunday, and we did come from Mutare. After our first day, we walked from Mutare to Odd, which is around 33 kilometers. And from there, the second day, we did proceed to Nazira. All to Nazira is estimated around between 50 to 35. Then we proceeded to Nazira to Mutare. Then on the third day, we proceeded from Mutare towards the Redlands. Then today, we headed up at Redlands. So the response has been very overwhelming. The citizens are in support. The teachers are simply demanding salaries in medical salaries. They are demanding their bonus in full, as in bonus on the gross income, as has been the tradition. And they have every right to respect it because traditionally they have received that. So the report has been overwhelming. We have received support in the form of food, accommodation, water, sanitary waste, and maybe. From citizens themselves who are supporting the cause. So we have had challenges where some of our matches succumbed to injuries and so, but we are glad that we don't even get a Saturday. Some of them haven't been told in that because it's very much a game. So basically, the response is good. good, and we are now preparing for the next day, which is certainly the maximum activity. We have raised over 200 races in today. Walter invited us in the just in the year that we need. We did explain what we are doing and what the match is all about. And they said they are going to be part of the match tomorrow. So when we get into each and every community members, they will be accompanying us to the next destination. It is very encouraging for us.
Yes, and how have you ensured that the intended recipient of your message gets it? Is the government aware of your march? How have you informed the government? Who's tracking your movements and what's going on?
Okay, so I didn't get the last part of your question, but I answered the first one, which I did correctly. So before we embarked on the march, we submitted we notified to a community, to the Minister of Finance, a community to the President's Office, a community to the Minister of Public Services, a community to the Minister of Finance and Secretary of Education, notifying them that we will be marching beginning on the 19th and ending on the 19th. And they will get that in detail, our demands. And they really, so they really know what they did send and give us the same copies of our application. But we have also consistently update of what is going on a daily basis. So they are appraised of what is going on. And they are aware because we understand that our state is depleted in intelligence methods. We have a lot of spies on the ground, and they are witnessing the tremendous support that we are getting. And most of the end of the day, they will convey the message to their masters. So they don't in the state is in the know of what is happening. And we are hoping that they will be able to know the things and address these issues before the 19th of December. Because anger is now building up among those who are marching. These are people who are going through serious hardships. And when they get to Harare, we know they will be very anxious. They'll be enjoying it. They would only be expecting the solutions to the challenges that we are facing.
Okay, thank you. Stay on the line. We'll come back to talk to you and the other teachers who are with you. Lapho ke sizwa isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni umnumzana Obert Masarure bona ke baphakathi kokuhamba besuka edolobheni leMtare besiya kwele Harare uthi yena abantu bayuthakazelela umkhankaso wabo njalo bayabaxhasa lapha endleleni labo ngoba bebhekane lohlupho olufanayo njalo sizezwa ke sizakhuluma labanye kule inhlanganiso sizwa ukuthi bathini ngalokho PJ.
Aiwa, tinoku gamshira iwa Rasim Konto, muripo ere parunare.
But the name is Rich Maomba.
Okay.
Iri rimwe ndereche comrade. Magadi.
Chiripe, magadiyo. Iri ndozi tara na andapiwa. Asi zvisinei. Va Maomba, handiti. Okay. Vama omba mutaka
taka omba kuti ndere manje anotaura chindere zvakanyanyisa.
Zvakanyanyisa.
Vakatimiti zvisanganisa.
Maybe just briefly tell us what your opinion over what's happening in Zimbabwe right now is. We are looking at the doctor strike and the marching of the amalgamated teachers union members and all this what's happening in Zimbabwe, the fuel shortage. What's your opinion?
Basically, if you look at the ongoing strikes, they are reflective of a social economic breakdown of the country. And that social economic breakdown comes against a backdrop of a very significant political transition. And you would know that when political transitions occur, usually there are possibilities of inheriting positive or negatives of policy refugees of an erstwhile government or an erstwhile institution. And in this case, would discover that the current crisis that we're having is largely fiscal and monetary, which to me goes back to 2008, 2009, when we adopted be referred to as the multi-currency regime. And the challenge that was characterized by the adoption of that policy was that we didn't have high regulating systems for currency circulation, which was Forex. And traditionally, if you go to our history starting from 1985, Zimbabwe started having a Forex circulation challenge. And even in the time of Rhodesia, we had a crisis in terms of foreign currency. So the fact that we had foreign currency beginning to flood the monetary space, and the fact that we didn't regulate it, and the fact that even our prices created a bit of comfort to the general populace. And now when that system could no longer sustain itself at a time which coincided with our political transition, then you saw a situation whereby there was a socio-economic breakdown. So basically, I strongly feel what is happening in Zimbabwe is a result of a mismanaged adoption of the foreign currency system in 2008 against the backdrop of our ban for Forex. And when we started using it, we didn't manage it properly. But at the same time, you'd also discover that when we adopted that system, when the economy was seemingly stabilizing, we didn't make our people adopt the use of the local currency. We started noticing the relevance of using the local currency when the situation really was approaching a beyond control phase.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. Usafuna kutsatha mlaleli.
Libambe khonapho, you can keep holding, we'll come back to you. Siza kutshasi lo mlaleli. Umlaleli wethu ubakha
Tizani.
Tizani, yeah. Nguye ngimbona ubhalile lapho wathi PJ is back, uyakuthabela. Yebo, linjani ecingwe?
Ngiyaphila, sisithaba njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, siyathaba ukuba lawe lapha emsakazweni.
Ye, kuhle ukubona uSis PJ is back, and ngathi azange nje waya lapha ekhaya, she still looks beautiful and glowing.
Yeah, akutsho ukuthi kuhle khona ngapho kwamvuma. Ezimba elubane yegwanda gwanda koMlawayo ye ungaphosakela
kudala sithe masikhula uthisha ube ngumuntu ohlonitshwayo ngenxa yomsebenzi awenzayo ethi loba umbone uthisha usmart uklini ngoba uthisha yifoundation yakho wena ma umkhanyele. And sonke bengithoba ungingabuza ukuthi ufuna ukuba yini, uzawuthi ufuna ukuba nguthisha ngoba ubona kowakho lo ombona nsuku zonke ekuphileni dedicated emsebenzini wakhe. Kodwa namhla ma sesikhangela indlela asebeyehlisiwe ngayo, ikakhulu mina ngibuya emakhaya ekhoza ngiye ngathi ngibuza ngomntanami omunye wathi mama ma ungathi uyangimotiveta uthi kimi ngibuyele esikolweni. He dropped out. Wathi ngimotivethe kathesi ukuthi ngibuyele esikolweni ngitshela ukuthi uma sengifundile ngingapasa kuzakwenzakalani. Othisha phela sidla nabo, basicela ukudla othisha. Kwangithi ubuhlungu ukuthi othisha sebekulesi simo ukuze ube ngudokotela ukuqala uye esikoleni ngotisha eklasini. Kulapho vele kuqala khona impilo yakhe yonke umuntu, uyiqala eklasini. Kodwa namuhla kabanakwa, baphila bengasilutho, balababa abantwana. We-also drop out of school, sebesehlile ngalokuthi babafundise. Balabantwana we-choose in-sport jobs ngenxa yokuthi kabakwanisanga bona otisha ukufundisa abantu ababo babahambise eyunivesithi. Yabe nti kubuhlungu njani?
Ye, kunjalo. Labo dokotela labo futhi bephinde babe sezingeni elifana.
Jabulela khona kube dokotela ukuthi kabakho selfish odokotela baseZimbabwe. Basibezwa besithi thina sifuna ukuhola ngamayezela baphelele khona lapho. Hayi, baphinde bathi silungiseleni lapho esisebenza khona. Abantu laba babuya kithi sizobalapha, bakuthole ukuphila. Veni ke bese liyasiholisa ngama-US dollar. Isikhalo esihle leso, kodwa into ebuhlungu ukuthi kuwela nje endleleni ezingezwayo, akulo bazwayo. Khathesi izibhedlela ezinengi singathi zimile nje, ngabantu abaphandle kwelizwe, yebo nabakhona ekhaya eZimbabwe, abalokhu bedonetha. Bona umsebi kudonethe imigano, kudonethe lokhu, kudonethe ama-gloves. Zimile izibhedlela eziningi ngenxa yabantu abadonethayo. Bayenza umsebenzi okumele ukuthi ngabe uhulumende uyawenza. Kodwa sebefika esikhathini sokuthi ngibathi asikuthumeli sizenzeleni, kungabhidlikisi khona.
Ye, okokugcina khonapho ngamafitshane, ngeke ngakuzwa laphana usithi umntwana wayekubuza ukuthi ungamotivate uthini. Manje kuyini wakujoya? Wamxwayisa wathi?
Wamxwayisa ngathi kuye, yena makabe lakho akukhabelayo umsebenzi yezandla. Atsho ukuthi mama, ikhofi leya ngiyayithakazelela ngenhliziyo yami yonke, ngifuna ukuyizama. Ayeyingelele ekholeji ayizame ikhofi yakhona ukwenzela ukuthi ikusasa lakhe aziphilisela ngezandla zakhe. Ngoba ungazi ukuthi uliyenzela ukuthi qatshwe, angiboni ukuthi yimpilo okumele ukuthi siyitshele abantu abethulaleyo ukuthi usebenzele umuntu or usebenze ngaphansi komuntu noma usebenzele uhulumende. Angiboni ukuthi sele siyabamotivethe abantu abethu ngabazenzele imisebenzi yezandla, amakholeji akhona, ukuze baziphilise labo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe kuhleli.
Yebo,
uhlala usitshayela lawe, uhlala usitshayela ucingo.
Hello, vele umsekeli wethu omkhulu.
Ngihleli ngikhona, ngiyabonga kakhulu nami ukuthi ngiyasifakalisa singomama.
Hayi, siyabonga. Yebo, kuhle. The PJ Pakati Tzani was in summary, she's saying she's also supporting what the doctors and the teachers are doing, because she even remembers that long back these were prestigious professions.
Yes, yeah.
But now they see them, they are almost like beggars. She's saying sometimes they even have to provide food for them. That's why she's advising her child, her son or daughter, that she should do some courses that will enable her to create jobs for herself, because to go to college and expect the government to get hired by the government is a non-starter now. People, there's no employment.
There's no employment in the country. Unemployment rate is at over 90%.
Yes.
It is. Tine mterera aripo parunare. Toko gamshira epa chirongwa.
Magadi tete.
Ai, watiri pedu magadi niyo.
Iripo.
Ndivana avantru kutora nao.
Di zano nyeketwe kumra mpinda kuboerao.
Kuboerao. Mkuma Samuel, imimi murikuona sei mamirira akaita zvinhu apa tatarisana nekizimusi, madhokotera ari pastrike, vana varairidzi naivo vamwe vacho vari kutomacha kubva kwaMutare kuenda kuHarare vachichema-chema nekuti havasi kuwana mihoro inovararamisa.
Chidanga regai nditange ndatenda kuti kunyange Jesu paakanga achitaura zvekuti acharoverwa akamuka, vaifamba navo vaitorambawo kuti zvingaitiki kusvika paya Tomasi azoratidzwa maoko akaona mavanga muchana. Nhasi ndafara zvikuru kuona kuti tete PJ, manga muri kuZimbabwe mukaona zvatinogara tichitaura kuti zviri kuitika paground hazvisi pafoni.
Chokwadi.
Saka izvozvo zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti nyika ino Christmas dei yunzi inoita zvekuuyiwa zvekunotorwa Zimbabwe ingade yatomborega kuuya.
Dai yatomboregedza kunotora.
Dei yatomborotorwa yabogera iko.
Saka mati zvoitwa sei?
Tamdzikura taita nderekuti kana takatarisa hedu nyika in general, because zvinofanira kusorwa negovernment. But the problem yataita ndeyekuti muZimbabwe ruling party kuda kuti yaga
Vesangano re amalgamated rural teachers union yeku Zimbabwe. Muchiripo here parunari?
Tiripo.
Awo mazodzoka muri mi vama sarauri.
Ndazodzoka tiri ne.
Aiwa pati tanga tingoda ivavo mai mutevedzeri wenyu.
Oh mai vari potarai down.
Regai titaure nemutevedzeri wenyu.
Magadini.
Ai watiri pedu magadi ndimai ana.
Ndimai mandiopera.
Mai?
Mai mandiopera.
Mandiopera.
Eh.
Okay. Mai mandiopera tambonzwa vachitsanangudza vamasaraure nerwendo rwenyu sesangano revarairidzi vekumaruwa kuti maronga rwendo rwekuratidza kuchema-chema kwenyu nezvichemo zvenyu zvekutambira mari shoma. Titsanangurirei muchidimbu nerurimi rwamai kuti makazviita izvi nechinangwa chei uye iko zvino mava ipapi.
Ora, muchidimbu tingati rumuri rwakatangwa mushure mekuona kuti tisi vadzidzisi mari yatiri kutambira haisaindirani nemitengo iri muzvitoro. Takawirirana naimpleya wedu na-24 wakati vachatipa mari mahuyesidhera zvikangomuka zvasinda woona kuti mari yauri kutambira ukada unotenga nayo muchitoro haichatengi ukabvunza vanotengesa vanokupa maoptioni maviri yekuti kana une huyesidhera unotenga nemari yakati nemabhondi unotenga nemari yakati saka woona kuti iri kudedzerwa nemabhondi iyi inenge yawanda kutodarika muhoro haunawo zvanyanya kurwadza isi yekumaruwa nekuti zvimwe zvitengwa zvacho hazvichitoonekwa mumazvitoro zviri padhize nesu zvinoda kutomhanyirirwa kumaguta mari dzacho dzebhazi dzekuti uendeko dzakatokwira zvekuti pei yese inoperera mubhazi toenda zveimwe nhunhu yatinayo ndeyepabhonasi takangonzwa kuti tichapuwa bhonasi mugore rino ya 2018 sezvozvo tozoona bhonasi riya radimburwa saka tinoona sekuti finance minister vanenge vasiri kuta tiyeuka zvakanyatsosvika saka tafunga kuti tiite rwendo tichitaridza kunyika kwedu kubva kwamutare nesoka tichienda kuharare
izvezvi mava papi uye makatanga rini rwendo urwu
rwendo takatanga musesani musesoni
Muchifamba netsoka iko zvino mave pati.
Yezvino tava pagene paheadline.
Muri kuronga kuti muchada kunosvika kwaHarare rini.
Tiri kusunga kuti zvikafamba zvakanaka tinosvika musi wa19.
Pakufamba kwemuri kuita uku muri kuwanawo here rutsigiro kubva kuvanhuwo zvavo vasiri mubasa rekuva murayiridzi?
Zvakanyanyisa tiri kuwana rutsigiro rwakanyanyisa nedzimotokari, vamwe vari kutomira vachitotitsigira, vamwe vachitotaura kuti zvamuri kuita izvi titotaurawo vekuunganidzana nawo kana tiri kumakombi kwedu kana kumabhazi kwedu, asi tese tarwadziwa kunyanya varimi, vamwe vari kutosiya mapadza muminda vachimhanyira vachiya kuzotisidzira vachiti endai mberi nechirongwa, ichirongwa chakanaka, tarwadziwa sevabereki. Tikasvikawo pamagrowth point kana pane vanhu vari kutengesa zvakafanana nepanyazira nekukwarikate, takawana rutsigiro rwakanyanya kubva kumazendazi vachikurudzira pfungwa iyi vachiti nenuwo mukawana mari inobatika munowani kutitengera.
Yeah, besi lingaqhubeka PJ besizo ukuthi ukhona omnye sizakhuluma laye ngesindebele ngabe khona laye eduzane.
Yebo.
Ye yini elikhulumayo lesindebele?
Mai mandi opera munotaurawo evechindebele.
Hayi usekhona.
Yebo.
Yes, umbane ngikhuluma laye.
Ukhuluma lo Christine Jirani.
Yebo ke sis Christine, unganjothi lapho nxa lihamba labesifazana labo bayenelisa yini ukuhamba uma ngomude kangako kumbe kulezinye indawo lapho lifika ligada izimoto?
Hayi siyahamba sibilile ukuzasika emtare kule-first day sihamba.
Yebo, sokungamakhilomitha amangaki manje sikhuluma nje?
Sis-130 something.
Yebo, kumbe vele ngumuntu ohlale exercise unjani manje umzimba?
Kodwa
kulabantu abalixhasayo yini abalivikelayo lapha ukuthi akulangozi engalehlela lapho emgwaqweni? Izinyamazana okunye
ingozi lutho. Hayi, siyazihambela nje siyabona ingozi endleleni.
Ye, ungachasela njalo ngamafitshane kulabo ke abangezwanga kukhulunywa ngesiNgisi, labangazwanga kukhulunywa ngesiShona, ukuthi kahle kahle ke nje kuyini likufolelayo lapho?
Okuthi nje sazisa suka sahamba inyawo ukuthi ukhulumende akasikhwathinisanele kasithathinise. Ngesivumelwanisa bakhona kwavumelwana ukuthi kuyaholisana ama-US dollars but kathese sole i-RCGS lebhondi. So thina ekwenza sihambe ngenyawo sesiyofika ku-Minister of Finance mpheli ukuthi zama ukuthi sikhuluma layo sisele kayo singakafuni amabhondi lawa, thina sifuna i-US dollars ngoba zonke into eZimbabwe lapha sokufuneka ama-US dollars from ezibhedlela like ama-pharmacy indawo eziningi loko ifuna ukuthenga imoto ijesi sokumele ibhadale i-US dollar. So yikho nje kakhulu okusihlukumezayo. Okunye kakhulu sedinga ibhonasi, ibhonasi yethu yabuya ingakwananga imali. So ibhonasi yethu yabuya ihasi, imali esiyifalayo yibhondi, izinto ezithathwa ngama-US dollar, injalo isi-irogenile vele sofanele ukuthi medical $120. Ayisakwani imali ukuthi sikwanisela sokuphila sifundisa abantwana. Kamsabantu abethu ezibhedlela lathi sithile nje impilo esisele. Sokumele ukuthi uzingayo amafinansi uzame ukuthi ufrize lawe ukuthi ukwanise ukuthi uphile kuze zinyanga eziyayo. So yikho kusihlukumeza kakhulu.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lani kuhlelo.
Lathi siyabonga.
Umnumzana Mahomva, lokhu khona ecingweni?
Yes.
Yeah, ungakhuluma la usandekile la.
Yeah, vele siyake sixoxe nje sicubungula ezomnotho welizwe lo mnumzana Mahomva. Uthini ke ngalokho sokuzwile bekukhuluma ababalisi lapha ecingweni?
Yeah. Ngokutsho ngababalisi lethi kuzwayo ukuthi inhlupho ezikhangelayo lane labo dokotela kuyabuyela kulokho engikuthile ukuthi umkhonomi lezokuphila nje jikelele kwabantu kulengxaki. Kodwa esisuka sikunanzelele ukuthi esikhathini esiningi lapho masikhonona ukuthi izinto kazimaka kuhle, siba nokungananzeleli ukuthi kokunye esiyabe sikhalaza ngakho kulokunye okungeke kwahlezeka. Ikakhulu kathesi siyathola ukuthi yona imithi ngokwayo iyahlupha. Yikho-ke ukuthi abanye bebesithi bona thina sifuna amadola, kungayenza ukuthi bonke abaholiswa ngurhulumende begcine sebesithi hhayi lathi sesifuna ukuthi sihole ngemali yangaphandle. So uhlupho lukhona, lubuyela ke ngike ngakukhuluma mina ukuthi lapho esaqalisa khona ukuthi kasisebenzisa imali yangaphandle saphambanisa ukuthi asenzanga ukuthi senza abantu ukuthi abantu bethu bengabele ukuthi imali leyi ivele ile mbali yokungatholakali. Njalo lapho nxa sesiyithola kufuze ngabe sasiyisebenzisa kuhle. Okungawo ukuthi ngabe saqalisa ukuthi sibe le mali yona le abantu abangayamukeliyo, ngokuzananzelela ukuthi le ndaba yokulayina emabhenki ukuthi abantu babelayina, uthole umuntu elayine lokuthi ethole i-$60 kumbe i-$40, kodwa kukhangela ukuthi zikhona ezinye iindlela zokuthi usungathenga ngabo-ecocash ngokunye okuthiyeneyo. So engikutshoyo ukuthi uhulumende ngabe lalapho aphilela khona, kodwa kufuze sinanzelele ukuthi ma sibeke izikhalazo kulezinye izikhalazo ezingeke zenelisi ukuthi zigcwalise, okufanayo lokuthi sithi thina hhayi thina njengababalisi kumbe thina njengamabutho sesifuna ukuthi sihole ngemali yangaphandle, ikanti imali yona le ayikho. Njalo kufuze ibisebenza kwezinye izinto ezifanana lamafutha, ngoba ungakhanele ukuthi imali yona le ingahanjiswa ukuthi ilize lithole amafutha, i-industry zakwanisa ukuthi isebenze. Kodwa singathi thina sesifuna ukuholisa labana ngaleyana imali ngoba bona yikho ababona engazani ukuyayenza, hhayi mbona engazani kungasihlupha njalo le mali ingaswelakala kwezinye izinto eziqakathekileyo.
Ye, kuyezwakala uhlale khonapho ecingweni. PJ ungathathi umlaleli silo mlungisi Mazibeni Nkomo lapha usethulele umbiko uthi salibonani basakazi bethu abahle. Hayi, siyabonga ukuthi sibahle. Kuthiwa nginimamele ngiseDurban, kuyasinda okwehlela umongameli wethu, ufanele ukwamukela izikhalazo zababalisi labodoktor. Ngakho vele uyahudula inyawo kakhulu since wangena yena asikaboni utshintsho. Ye, utsho njalo ke ubhuti Mlungisi Mazibeni Nkomo uthi kakaboni utshintsho, kodwa bona mboni ukuthi ibandla lezanu PF litshona lisithi kwakuvele sokonakele kakhulu kumnotho welizwe. Ngakho akusoze kulungi overnight, bazadinga isikhathi eside sokuthi baqale bekulungisise. Ye, batsho njalo nxa sikhuluma la. Umandla Moyo yena uthi ufuna inamba yokuthi asifonele kuyo. Ngicela ikhasi leli PJ simnike njalo, kodwa nxa ebukele lapha ekhasini leFacebook uzayibona lokhu ibhaliwe laphana. Njalo sesimphile vele, hayi siyabonga kakhulu. Ngabona usezahle asifonele njalo, siyabonga uMike ngale usemphile inombolo zethu. Yebo ke PJ.
Ndisathi ndaenda kunotarisa zviri kutaurwa nevateereri vedu vari kutiteera padandemutande reFacebook, chiregai nditore muteereri wedu ari parunhare, baba Tindo Makadini.
Zofara Makadini.
Baba Tindo, muri kuti ridzira nhare muripi?
Kwagutu.
Kwagutu uko. Kwakadini kwagutu? Takatarisana nematambudziko iwaya, ende Kisimusi yaswedera kudai yapo pakona apo chaipo chaipo. Zvinozonzwiiko? Muri kunzwa madhokotera vari pasiraiki, varairidzi vari kufambawo netsoka kubva kwaMutare kusvika kuHarare kuti vange vachisvitsa nhuna dzavo kugurukuta rinoona nezvemari vaMutuli Ncube.
Zvino zvokuti vanhu vari kustrike madhokotera sanaunguya kuti yadai nokuna kuitara kupinda vanhu matama akawanda nokuvaaaitunaa zvasikuru. Takafana kuti vanhu vari kut nyaya kuti futi sati tungi nyika panobudika kuti maproblemu zaripo kuti ndi kumaita sei utora zvokutsvaga zvokuti unotonga ikakati aa vari kutonga dai vari kugadzirisa zvirikuitika vasati vasingabvuta zvokuti ndatonga ndiyani kuti five years to come zvinoitika zvakawanda dai vakubuka izvozvo
Yes. Haiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba Tindo nekuti ridzira nare. Zvakanakai. There was Baba Tindo Standigile. He was basically saying he's in support of the teachers, he's in support of the doctors. Things are really bad in Zimbabwe, and he's urging the government, those in authority, to take measures to address all the problems and challenges that the teachers are facing, the doctors are facing.
Yes, we can pose the question to Mr. Mahomva. What do you think the government can do? What alternatives does the government do? Do you see them having being able to meet the demands of the teachers? Of course, you've addressed the forex issue. What about raising their pay and all the other working conditions they are talking about?
Yes, I think, like I said, that the prevailing economic conditions really, it would not be logical for anyone to demand forex in this time when the country is in dire need of forex. But what is then important is to say, in as much as we understand that the basic livelihood.
What about the other working conditions? Like the doctors are saying they need drugs, supplies, and.
Not only the working conditions, but let's look at the prices of basic commodities.
Okay.
I think the logical thing to do is to say, basic commodities are high, and therefore we need to be to meet the realistic economic needs of the civil servant, the teacher, or the doctor. Because at the end of the day, I can assure you that most salaries, which most people are getting, really are close to nothing, if not nothing. So that is one pragmatic thing that the government would do. But again, you go to our hospitals, you discover that we have challenges in terms of basic needs, like you can't find gloves and all of that. Hence, priority with regards to the forex issue should revolve around creating a conducive working environment for our doctors and our teachers, particularly in the medical sector. So let's look at pragmatic ways of making sure that within this context, people are able to get basic commodities, because the salaries at the end really are not adequate to enable the ordinary person to. Even this is a cross-cutting crisis, which is not only limited to teachers and doctors. So we need an overhaul of the salary structure of public workers.
Yeah, I see.
Regai nditarise vari kutichera apa, vari kutarisa apa dande mutande redu reFacebook. Tina talent Hilary Chikwana ari kuti hello there from Cape Town. Tikozovao zvikare na Fraser Chicks Nathan Enara. Hands loud and clear, tiri kuno yedu kumateresi pachina. Lazarus Chibareta Maveneke. Hands Pfei. Iya ndiyo ii, ya vai itaura kai. Sarama Zengera, hanzi kuZimbabwe kakaoma wakumana. Zvinhu zvese zvakaita manyama amire nerongo. Anomalanga Amanda, anonzi, anotiye mujinda ini. Marega, Boss Junior Tari, hanzi, ai, tiri kuno kuDubai. muri kuri kwesoko muri kutionawo uye tinofara nekutitsigira kwenyu. Happy Madie hanzi maswera here sei hama neshamwari watching live from Gabe's kuBotswana. Musi wachivi hanzi maswera seiko takateerera tiripo pa South Africa apo. Haiwa tinotenda zvikuruma vachivi. Pakozoitawo mukoma Elliot Mandivele hanzi hello just watching from Canada. The best part of it, I just arrived this evening from South Africa. Saying good evening to you, all Studio 7 guys and all listeners around the world. Not forgetting my family that I left in South Africa. I love you all. Saramu Zengerans, government yedu haina basa nevanhu zvakatooma. James Tafadzwa Madenyika, hanzi kuBotswana zvangu. Hanzi ndiri kuBotswana uko. Fitz Dubaz, aisa namba dzake dzenhare dzinenge dzeku South Africa idzi. Ndinovimba mukoma Mike, varikudziona namba dzako mukoma Fitz. Sydney Tauro, hanzi tinongoperera mukutaura but chirikuitika kupedza zvirikuitika munyika hapana. Pakazoitawo mukoma Sydney Tsuro, hanzi action must be done. Tikoitawo zvekare mukoma Tinashe Gangarawe, hanzi in Cape Town, hello, hello back. Muramba muchititsigira mushene vamwe paFacebook ipapo paVOA Shona, VOA Ndebele neVOA Studio 7. Murambe muchititevera. Moses Beta, hanzi watching from Joburg.
Yebo ke PJ, kuhle ukuthi kulabalaleli abasixhasayo lapho kukhasi lethu leFacebook. Usezo ukuthi sesilomnye njalo umhlonitshwa wethu. Besikhangelele njalo ukuthi sibe lo dokotela, uDokotela Mthabisi Anele Bebe, yena ke nguyo olwela inhlanganiso yelo lamalungelo abodokotela bona laba abaphakathi kokukhala lomsebenzi. Kodwa ucingo lakhe kuthiwa lokhe luquma. Ntemba sizamzama sokusela imizuzwana nje emlutshana lapho se elakhe njengoba ebelokhu esimelele. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Mnumzana Ndlovu.
Yeah, ngiyabonga Studio 7 ngingenele labalaleli bonke. Ngithi njani namakhayeni lapho emhleli khona.
Yebo ke, Mnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimta. Ntemba sesike sakhuluma lapha lababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni. Abaphakathi kokufola besuka eMtare besiza besiya eHarare bekhonona besithi bafuna ukubhadalwa ngemali yakwamanye amazwe njalo bafuna balezikhalazo eziningi. Lina kunhlanganiso yeZimta lithi kunjani konke kumi kuhle yini kumbe landile ezikhalazo ezifanayo?
Okumqoka ukuthi sinanzelele ukuba ababalisizane elizweni athi inhlupho ezibagqagqelela inhlupho ezifanayo. Masikhangela ke okusuka kwehlukane ukuthi ababalisi mhlawumbe kabakhulumi ngalizwi basuka nje behlukane ngembono lapha laphaya. Uthi lo ofisa ukuthi laye ayihlahlele lapha ayihlahlelela khona ayingene ngaleyo ndlela ayifisayo. Okukhona ukuthi akula nto enhle enekuhle, akula zinto ezihamba kuhle. Naku wonke umbalisi okhona elizweni lamhlanje masikhuluma ngaye usengaphansi komnyanga wokucima neholo. Sikhangela ukuthi ababalisi abayibo bona abamqoka kwezemfundo abayibo njalo abasukumisa ilizwe lisenza ukuthi sibe labasebenzi abalobungcithi obuphezulu abananzwa ngokujulileyo isizwe kakhulu uhulumende. Nanku phela masikhuluma lapha siyananzelela ukuthi okwanamhlanje masikhangele iholo likambalisi masi liqhathanisa nalelo wademele alihole ngomnyaka ophelileyo simbona phela esehleli lapha umbalisi kumake phosapho ibe $100. Isikhumbuza u-2009 okusho ukuthi i-$100 ngitsho yona mathupha imali kaTrump hathi le $100 siyifanisa isemaphepheni ngoba nanku phandle lapha izinto zisuke zaqansa zilandela ukuguquka kwenani ukulinganiswa kwemali yaleli lizwe esemaphepheni lale imali egqoka e-US dollar yasuka yaku 400. Ngenye indlela-ke umbalisi ongabe lamandla ethatha 400 esikhwameni sakhe ufana nomuntu nje othole i-$100. Lokhu kwenza kube buhlungu ezinhliziyweni zabo base bebona sebekhalele uhulumende nanko phela atsho lutho ngomkhwezo weholo.
Yes, siyabonga. Kodwa ume khonapho ecingweni ukuthi nje incingo bezingangeni. Silo dokotela Mthabisi Anele Bebe oweZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo dokotela Bebe.
Yeah, lami ngiyabonga kakhulu kunika leli thuba.
Ye, ungasichazisela njalo ke ngamafitshane ukuthi limi ngaphi njengabodokotela ngokukhalala kwenu umsebenzi njalo kwenzakalani lamuhla kukhona yini okuthembisayo kuhulumente?
Izinto azihambi ngokuphangisa esikukhangeleyo. Lokho sisakhulumelana lo hulumende. But odokotela abaningi nje baphathekile into ezenzakalayo ukuthi abanelisi ukuya emsebenzini. Njalo even ama-salaries abo abakatholi, so abala ndlela ukuthi bengaya emsebenzini. Namaphilisi nje ezibhedlela sikatholi nje i-evidence ekwanileyo ukuthi asetholakala yini.
Yes, sizwile njalo.
Kungakodwa nje zinkulumo nje lokho zisiya phambili ngahambelani le-evidence.
Mhm. Sizwile njalo ukuthi odokotela bebetshengisela lamhla esibhedlela sempilo. Yikho yini eselikwenza kathesi ukuthi alitshengiseli nje ngokukhalala umsebenzi kodwa selizabe lifola?
Odokotela kade lokho bemelele namhla iviki lesibili. Besithi mhlawumbe umhulumende ngabalalela. So izinto esezenzakala kathesi odokotela sebetshengisele ezibhedlela ezithiyeneyo. Sikhuluma nje ukuthi izinto azimanga kuhle. Njalo sekumele laba abalamandla bengenele bencedise.
Mhm. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe kuhlelo dokotela Bebe.
Nami ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Ngoba nzondodza jikana ndochidzora vasifiso Ndlovu muchiripo parunari.
Ngikona ma.
Mungataure here nechishona.
Isona ngandisiyana kakhulu ukuphuma ngakho.
Ye, ungasinikela kwelo lokugcina nje sikunika umzuzu singabuyeli kumnumzana Mahomba ukuthi uchilo nje ubusinika nje isifingo sokuthi konke kuhamba njani kodwa usacacanga ukuthi lina njengezimtha kuyini elikumeleleyo liyakhulumisana nendlo hulumende lizakhalala umsebenzi kuyini elikufunayo ngamafeature.
Ngithanda ukuthi kunapho othe wathinta khona ukuthi sizakhalela na umsebenzi. Ungaze ubone ukukhalela komsebenzi ubizwa ukukhokhela, akuvamanga ukuthi kuphumelele. Ukukhalela komsebenzi okuhle yilokhu okuqinileyo njalo ukuthi abalamandla ukukhalela umsebenzi yizisebenzi eziphansi eziyizo kathesi sezisizwa ubuhlungu sezisitshelile thina safisa kuhulumende kusesifikile esibangeni sokuthi ngiyakwehluleka ukuxhumana labalandeli bethu. Nanku bayasitshela ukuthi sebesehluleka ukusukuma. Umuntu owehluleka ukusukuma ukuthi aye emsebenzini basingeke sithi thina ukhalele umsebenzi ngoba uyatsho kumqhathi wakhe ukuthi kangisenayo imali engenza ukuthi ngisukume. Ngakho-ke wena-ke nanzelela ukuthi angisenayo imali yokugada ujova, angisenayo imali yokuthi ngihambe ngemota ngemsebenzini. Kathi-ke lalokhu kumele ngigqoke emsebenzini angisela yena imali yokuthi ngiwathi.
Ngezinye indlela liyabasola laba sebekhalele yini?
Akula muntu esimsolayo qho ngoba inhlupho zabo zitshiyene mhlawumbe sezithe zaphanga.
Manje isikhathi asavuma ukuthi sibe sonkeni sizaqhubeka kwezinye isuku. Sibonge lo mnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yezimtha. Sikhulume lo mnumzana Obert Masarure kanye lo nkosazana Catherine Jubani abenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi bemaphandleni lo dokotela Anele Mthabisi Bebe oweZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association PJ.
Totendawo zvekare namai Mandiwopera vesangano rinorwira kodzero dzevarayiridzi vekumaruwa vatanga tinavo pachirongwa pamwe chete nava Richard Mahomba vachibatsirawo zvekare muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ari kukuonekai pari zvino ndiPrasidisi Jeremiah.
Nami usithandekile Mhlanga sithi sidivaneni njalo ngevhiki ezayo.